Chapter 14. Downfall of America. A day belonging to Jehovah is near, a day of clouds, an appointed time of nations it will prove to be. Ezekiel 30, verse 3. The world now stands at the brink of one of the most shocking events in history. What may be deemed by many today to be very unlikely, even unthinkable, will become tomorrow's bold cap headlines. It will take place because the sovereign Lord Jehovah has decreed it, for the event will herald the very commencement of the fear-inspiring day of Jehovah. According to Ezekiel, that day will be a dark time for the peoples of the world, a day of clouds, an appointed time of nations it will prove to be. What exactly is the appointed time of nations? The phrase is very similar to the expression Jesus used when referring to the appointed times for the nations to trample Jerusalem. The appointed times of the nations, as it is called in the 21st chapter of Luke, is the period when Christ begins ruling as king in the midst of his enemies. And in response, the terrified and enraged nations cling defiantly to their power and viciously persecute the sons of the kingdom, for which sin heaven ultimately brings the nations into judgment. The appointed time of nations commences with the outbreak of global war, and the leading nations of the world experience a resounding crash. Although the prophecies of Isaiah and Ezekiel portray the coming crash in an ancient setting in connection with the overthrow of Tyre and Egypt, it is apparent that the fall of both Egypt and Tyre cast profound prophetic shadows that extend down to the actual day belonging to Jehovah. The fate of Tyre and Egypt portend nothing less than the astonishing downfall of the present Anglo-American dual world power. Tyre typifies the city of London, whereas Egypt represents the United States of America. Actually, that ancient Egypt symbolizes America is not a new concept for Jehovah's Witnesses. About 50 years ago, the Watchtower interpreted Egypt in Daniel's prophecy in connection with the war between the King of the North and South, as applying to the United States. The Watchtower insightfully recognized that since the Ptolemy's Egypt was the original King of the South, following the breakup of Alexander's vast empire, the appearance of Egypt during the time of the end is, therefore, representative of the King of the South at that time. Unfortunately, though, the Watchtower has interpreted the prophecy as having been fulfilled during the Cold War. According to their commentary on Daniel, America did not prove to be an escapee from the expansionist thrust of the now non-existent USSR. However, although their interpretation of Daniel is out of focus, at least the Watchtower has introduced Jehovah's Witnesses to the concept that Egypt typifies America.